This goes to Dr. Douglas, D O U G L A S, Poff, P like Paul, O F, F like Frank. Fax 989-584-1308. Regarding Dennis, last name is Ridge, R I, D like David, G like Golf, E. Date of birth June 17th of 1942. Dear Dr. Poff, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Ridge with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and history of prostate carcinoma. His last visit was April 10th of this year. He has recently been started on glipizide, 2.5 milligram daily, for his elevated blood sugars. He's not having any side effects currently. He's having difficulty getting his Spiriva hand inhaler prescription filled, so he is working with your office to try to get at least a one-month supply so he can get back on that. He has had some coughing and wheezing after being off of it. He is a non-smoker, but he was quite a heavy smoker for many years. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and his weight is stable. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, in addition to the glipizide, he's also on some Penlac. It's P like Paul, E, N like November, LAC, solution for his toenail fungus. And I want to highlight Benicar, 20 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60, pulse is 65, and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, lungs have some inspiratory wheezes in the bases, otherwise are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 5th of 2023. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 6.6, hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. His calcium is 9.7, albumin 4.2, creatinine is 1.32, estimated GFR is 54, sodium 137, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide is 24. And that's it. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We will continue to have lab studies done every 4 months. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled. Three, diabetic nephropathy, newly started on glipizide. We will continue the Benicar 20 milligram daily. And four, COPD, currently out of the Spiriva hand inhaler. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.